Well, hey, Culture Knights, it's Morrigan. Sorry it's been way too long. I was gonna just stop doing the podcast because honestly, I wasn't sure if at first there were too many people that would miss it, if there was anybody that was really thinking about or caring about anything that was being said during my podcast, but I kind of got away from the whole point of the podcast. It is not for me. It's for you. So even if I could help one person, just one, it's worth doing the podcast. And today, October 6th, 2021, I was messaged on Facebook by someone who, I'm not sure if it's okay if I even mention her name, but we'll call her Kay. Kay messaged me and was ecstatic that she had found the Facebook, because I had even changed the Facebook. I went from Witch's Cauldron to Mysteries America, because I had big plans to go out traveling and doing all this podcast stuff where in every area, wherever I was at, you know, talking to people about the urban legends of the area and such. And I never got around to it. Moved out to Arizona last, you guys knew. I'm still there. Moved out to Arizona, and it's beautiful, beautiful place out here. Very mystical. But I was so busy with day-to-day, you know, taking care of three German shepherds, trying to get my pool business off the ground, trying to get work another job so that I could get the pool business off the ground, that I had forgotten the whole reason that I did this and the whole reason I even started this. And when Kay messaged me over Facebook, God bless her, I love her to death, because she reminded me that my podcast, the information that I had, was actually helping someone. And honestly, guys, even if it only helps one person, whether it's Kay, whether it's you, whether it's your neighbor or someone else, as long as it's helping somebody, I need to keep doing them. So I owe all of you, all of the listeners, whoever stumbles upon this, another huge apology. One of many, I'm sure. But I have lost focus. I had lost focus. And Kay, thank the gods for her, is you are why I remembered the whole point to the podcast. So Kay, thank you so much. This revamp of the Witch's Cauldron podcast is going to be something amazing. So, if you're looking for me on Facebook, I'm under America's Mystery, or Mysteries America. I apologize, it's Mysteries America. Please, get on that page, message me, tell me what you want to hear. I'm going to start from the very basics. Not go over everything that I've gone over already, but I'll either continue where I started or I'll find new basic information to spread to you guys, because I know that that is the most important when you're searching, trying to just figure out what is the best thing to do. And again, I'm going to implore you to buy the book, Mastering Witchcraft, by Paul Huzin. It's a yellow book. You can find it on Amazon. And it's just, that book is amazing. I don't agree with everything in that book, but it's a great start. It talks about a lot of stuff. It talks about, you know, the basic Nima, you know, putting the, you know, saying the Lord's Prayer in reverse to break the bonds of former religious restraint. It talks about the basics, the four pillars, the basics of witchcraft and what it takes for spell casting. It talks a little bit about divination. It jumps around and it goes from real light to real heavy. It's so boring, but I promise you, you will definitely feel smarter when you're done reading it. I read it. I had to read it for a coven that I was in a while ago. And, you know, I still truly believe that the information is just as important now as it was a couple years ago when I started reading the book. So definitely I would push that as a first book to buy. I would love to hear from each and every one of you on Facebook. Please look up Mysteries America. Hit me up. Let me know how I can make your podcasting experience better. So with that, Kay, I hope you hear me. I appreciate you more than you know. Again, guys, this is Morrigan. I'm out. And remember, your word is your bond.